had to take you there, right? I talk about being unsung, but shit, just follow. Look, the creator made a sacrifice so man and woman, meaning you and I, could have a life. Adam and Eve, they lived in a paradise, but didn't know, so they gave it to their appetite. Then had to go, and they looked back at it, and they saw what they had there. Some days I do that with my past years. I think about the future, I get mad scared. I'm looking at my present, I get sad. Where the hell am I taking y'all? I'm here to embrace you all. Barack would've never ran if he was afraid to fall. Wish I kept playing ball sometimes, but I accept that I made that call. Dumb rhymes got me popping, getting paper, dog. Yeah, it was taking long, but time is just a magazine. One day I'ma make it on. Every time you play my song, something happens, I don't know. This is not just rapping, a martyr is speaking. My bars are leaking, you the target I'm reaching. You gotta recognize the Garden of Eden. Keep watching. If the finish line appears far, seems like your reign ends where the tears start. Don't let your eyes get puffy, puffy eyes worship money. Put faith where your fears are, huh? And that's a part of the reason you need to recognize the Garden of Eden. Other day I took my mom to the hospital. Arthritis in her spine, paramedics had to get her out the bed. And I just watched her crying, yelling out for me and my brother. Still can't get the vision out my head, cause I was wishing they could take her hurt away. Even though I know at the same time I'm going through some monetary surface pain, I know that she wishes she could take mine. To stop being passive and complacent, I would trade places with a patient for one whole day. And if I make it, I would be somebody different. Don't you hate it when you say you got an issue and someone else has it worse, and y'all start having a battle trying to see who Satan cursed? Yo, my sister just got cancer, or my auntie had it first. Well, my son is still in prison, so my daughter died at birth. Damn. Never will it halt though. This ain't conscious rap, I just make thoughts flow. I know it's hard to believe it, but look around, dog, the Garden of Eden is right there. I say as long as you're breathing, you might find something close to that Garden of Eden. I hate talking about rap in my raps when I rap, but sometimes I get reflective on a track and I start telling people where I'm at, what I've been through, why I'm great. Truthfully, I'm sick of that, but stimuli's confident. Only thing, he is vulnerable on some honest shit. Most likely, he has issues in common with you, dwelling on your problems instead of peeping your accomplishments. Yeah, it happens. Pardon my preaching and correlations to the Garden of Eden. A dead horse I'm beating, but most days messages that I'm reading say, child, you help me out with life, so I keep providing light. My father left, but I know who my pops is. My cousin's sperm donor just dropped his. Then my boy with the fam that he loves, that he thought was his blood, just found out he was adopted. But they love him no less. I would go and visit cause they life is so blessed, but he can't see it. I probably wouldn't either. I ain't Nas, but I go from God's son to throwing ether. Either catch it and receive it or toss it and just leave it. You comparing me to people that ain't even in my league. We ain't on the same page, we ain't in the same book. I'm the Bible, them dudes is novels. Please look, then listen, then stop, but not in that order. You can wake up, top of the morning. I hate to do this to you. You subconsciously seeking for something better, Duke. The Garden of Eden is right here. It's right here. Stimuli, huh? Yeah. Yeah. And I'm good.
After sounding the Virgin, I was supposed to go to Def Jam. Shout out to Lenny S for signing me, you know, dude. Same dude I interned for, which is a blessing. But, you know, one day I go to his office and he's no longer there. And he started his job at Def Jam. And, you know, the plan was to disappear and resurface. But there was no resurface. It was just disappearance. And I can't lie, I was broken. I never cried, but probably should have. I just turned to the music, you know, and it became therapy. And that's how you got 12 CDs and a lot of stuff that I did over the years. And sometimes I'm thankful because the music helped me and motivated me. And other times I sit back and I wonder what could have been or what path I was on. But mostly I'm just thankful I'm alive, man. Unsung, but it's the Garden of Eden.